Do you want victory? You can have it in Christ Jesus.
Time once again for Abiding in Christ with Jim Wood.
You have to step back, evaluate the various positions in light of Scripture, and then re-engage with a godly perspective.
Pastor Wood is the founder and executive director of Ware's Valley Ranch, a Christian home and school for kids from crisis situations.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love."
You can contact the program by calling 866-41-ABIDE or by visiting us on the web at pastorwood.org. And now, here's your host, Jim Wood.
Please open your Bibles to Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10. Verse 38 and following. This is God's word. While they were traveling, he entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary, who also sat at the Lord's feet and was listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks, and she came up and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to serve alone? So tell her to give me a hand." The Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has made the right choice, and it will not be taken away from her." May God add his blessing to this reading from his holy and inspired word. Last time I spoke to you, I was looking at a passage with you that had the exact same phrase asked by other people under other circumstances. That phrase is, "Lord, don't you care? Lord, don't you care?" Now, in that circumstance, it was, "Don't you care that we're all going to drown? The boat's going down. Don't you care?" This situation is a bit less dramatic. Nobody's drowning. Martha just feels like it. She's trying to get a meal on the table. She's got guests. Jesus didn't travel alone. Jesus and his entourage had arrived, and Martha is trying to make sure everybody has a good time, a nice meal, but she is not having a good time. She is working hard in order to serve others. Isn't that what we're all supposed to be about? Aren't we supposed to be taking care of the needs of others? Martha wasn't saying, "Please, I ought to be able to have somebody serve me. I want to sit and others wait on me." She says, "No, I just want a hand. I just want some help. And my sister, who lives with us, is just sitting there listening to you teach. It's not fair. I've been assessing the situation, and the division of labor is not equal." She's not only not doing enough, she's not doing anything. She's just sitting there. "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do this alone? Tell her to help me. Tell her to give me a hand." Now, first of all, let me suggest that there are two parts of her outburst that don't exactly go together. The first is what she calls Jesus. She calls him Lord. The second, which doesn't go with that, is she is telling him what to do. Did you notice that? She says, "Don't you care about this? Tell her to give me a hand." She gives Jesus an order. She explains it first. She says, "You obviously have no sense of fairness. Now, Change your ways, Jesus. Do something about this. In fact, I'll tell you what needs to be done. You may not have ever encountered a Martha in your life, but I'll tell you, they're out there. The D personality in the DISC profile is only 10% of the population. Otherwise, humanity would have died in the wars years ago. But the D's are the take charge. Other profiles would say a type A personality. I mean, they are the alphas. They are the take charge. They look at a situation. They see what needs to be done. And people are not seen as much in terms of their needs as in terms of their abilities. You can do this. Do it. You can do this. Do it. You can do this. Do it. They give orders to people because they see the need. They develop a plan, and then they assign responsibilities. And if you don't do what they tell you to do, you are in trouble because they have a plan. They cannot stand to see a situation without clear leadership. And everywhere they look, there are situations without clear leadership because no one provides the kind of leadership that they can provide. You follow? And so when they see this, it's automatic. They see what needs to be done, and their contribution to human history is to straighten it out. And they will tell other people what they need to do. Martha was that kind of person. Do you know how you become that kind of person? You're born that way. These folks come out of the womb ready to take charge. What should we do with such people? Well, in some cases, we should say thank you. In some cases, we should do what they say. But in some cases, we need to do what Jesus did, and that is Martha. Martha, you are upset about many things. Here's a lesson for those of you who are high D's and for those of you who live with high D's. Okay? They're not just upset about one thing. They may think they are. They may think this is what is upsetting them. This is what is bothering them. No, that's just what's happening in the moment. The fact of the matter is, D's generally carry around with them a litany of unmet needs, things that are not being done right. This bothers me, and that bothers me, and this bothers me, and that bothers me, and this bothers me, and that bothers me. But right now, if somebody would just take care of this, I'd feel better. Okay? Well, I mean, it sounds like you're being awfully hard on D's. No, I just want D's to understand themselves and other people to understand them. Because the fact of the matter is, if you're a D, if you are a take-charge personality, you are likely to be bothered in an ongoing way about a bunch of things. Amen? But Jesus said, Martha, I can't believe you talk to me that way, telling me what to do. We're not even going to stay for dinner. All your preparations have been in vain. We're going elsewhere. I will not be spoken to that way. Is that what Jesus said? No. He said, Martha, Martha, you're upset about many things, but there's only one thing that is really essential. He brings her back to understand what really matters. Now, let me ask you a question. Jesus spent 40 days not eating. Do you think he could miss a meal? You think? Do you think he'd be okay if not all the dishes made it onto the table at the same time? Jesus had a wonderful, wonderful attitude about life. And that is, all that matters is doing the Father's will. That's it. They'd ask him, how do you do these miracles? He'd say, I only do what the Father tells me to do. The disciples would come to him one time and they'd say, Lord, everybody's looking for you. He says, we need to go elsewhere. What? On another occasion, he's on his way to work a miracle that would be great public relations. And he stops to say, who touched me? The disciples kind of rebuke him, saying, Lord, everybody's bumping into you. How can you ask who touched me? And Jesus continues to look around and say, who touched me? Why? He said, I only say what the Father tells me to say. I only do what the Father tells me to do. And there was a woman there who had just been healed, and she needed more than physical healing. And Jesus would say to her what he says to no one else in the New Testament, and that is he calls her daughter. She needed more than just the physical touch that she'd gotten. She needed a relationship with her Heavenly Father.
Hi, this is Jim Wood. I'm very grateful for the privilege of teaching God's Word now for over 40 years. I've seen firsthand the power of the gospel changing lives for eternity. My wife and I have been blessed with 7 children, 4 of them adopted. As parents and in our travels to other countries, we've seen again and again that the human heart is the same everywhere. And everywhere we go, Jesus is the only one who can save. I hope that these broadcasts are an encouragement to you, and I want to ask you to take a moment to encourage us. First, please visit our website, pastorwood.org, to learn more about our work. Second, please pray for us that we'll remain faithful and that God will continue to use us to spread His Word around the world. And finally, if the Lord prompts you to do so, please support us financially. We're depending on our listeners to stand with us, and we're praying for God to bless you.
To step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown where Jesus is.
Now, when Martha is busy preparing this meal, it says she welcomed him into her home. She wasn't upset that Jesus and his disciples had come. She welcomed him into her home. But Martha, verse 40, was distracted by her many tasks. And she came up and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to serve alone? I wanted to say, if you ever feel this way, but that's not correct. When you feel this way, and all of us sometimes feel like God is not showing us that He cares. When you feel this way, remember this story. Because it wasn't Jesus who needed to change. It wasn't even Mary who needed to change. Jesus said, she, Mary, has chosen the greater part and it won't be taken from her. There's only one thing that matters. Do you know what matters? We just sang about it. Nothing else satisfies. Nothing else. But if we have Jesus, we have everything we need. Okay, Jesus is able to take 5 loaves and 2 fish and feed 5,000 men plus women and children. When that's the one who's teaching in the living room, do you need to be worried about preparations in the kitchen? You need to be focused on Jesus. Now, if Jesus says, go in there and whip me up some mashed potatoes, then you need to get in the kitchen and do the potatoes. You understand? But don't be busy trying to do stuff for God that you really think ought to be done and He ought to be pleased and everybody else needs to pitch in. A lot of us expend a lot of energy trying to accomplish things for God that God isn't asking us to get done. We think it needs to be done. We think surely if we can see it, God must agree. But our focus needs to be on doing what he says to do. I want your kingdom, Lord. I want you to be in charge. You tell me what you want me to do. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be obedient. I'm not going to be over here spinning my wheels, trying desperately to do something that I think you ought to be pleased with. The difference between true worship and false worship has everything to do with obedience. If you are trying to control God by what you do, I'm going to do this, 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 and this, and then God needs to do this. That's not real worship. That's sorcery. But if your attitude is, may your name be hallowed, may your kingdom come, may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, that's worship. You're offering yourself to him and saying, God, I'm here for you. You just tell me what you want me to do, I'm yours. Mary was sitting at Jesus' feet, eager to learn, loving Jesus. Martha was just expressing her love in a different way. Now, Martha had decided, okay, let's see, we got this many people, we need this much of this and this much of this, and then she's trying to make it all happen. Did Jesus ask her to do that? Apparently not. Because if Jesus had asked her to do it, he wouldn't have responded to her the way that he did when she was doing it. She had set her own agenda, her own course. This is what I believe needs to be done, so I'm going to make it happen, and other people need to get on board. Let me just tell you, there's only one Lord, and it's not you, and it's not me. Jesus Christ is Lord. And if our response to him is to say, okay, Lord, you tell me what you want, I'll seek to do it, we're going to have a lot less conflict with others. Doesn't mean that there won't be persecution in this life. It means we're not going to be trying to give direction in God's place. We're not going to try and run other people's lives. I have spent a lot of time recently trying to mediate conflicts between people in other states. And they want me to somehow intervene in the midst of this, even though I'm miles from them. Let me just tell you something. In many situations, you just have to pray for people, tell them you love them, and realize that they are not willing to hear the truth. There are a lot of people who simply don't want to know the truth. Because the truth, in most cases, would call for them to change. And what they want is to be able to keep on the way they're going and have everybody else accommodate them. In this passage, Martha had decided what needed to be done. She was determined to do it. And she was irritated not just with Mary. Please get this. She was irritated not just with Mary, but with Jesus. She thought, surely Jesus, being as wise as he is and as compassionate as he is, would see the injustice in the situation and do something. And Jesus didn't do that. Jesus loved having Mary there listening. And so now Martha's not just mad at Mary. That was step one. Now she's mad at Jesus. And when it erupts, her question is the question that you and I sometimes have in our hearts. Lord, don't you care? Don't you care that my sister has left me to do all this by myself? I'm the only one serving. Do you ever feel like you're the only one serving? Ever feel that way? Nobody else is doing theirs. I see them. They're all having a good time. They're standing around talking, and I'm the only one who's pitching in and helping. How many of you felt that way within the last month in some occasion? I see those hands, yeah. Suffice it to say, there have been at least two individuals in years gone by, at least two individuals in past years who, when they left the ranch as employees, predicted the imminent demise of the ministry because in their eyes, and they actually said this, in their eyes, they were the ones who were holding everything together. Let me just tell you something. The ministry did not fall apart. The ministry did not slow down. And one of these days, God willing, I'm going to be out of the picture. And the ministry will keep on going. Because this isn't my ministry. This ministry belongs to God. It's His. Martha was convinced not only was she doing what was needing to be done, this has to be done. This has to be done. If we're going to get this meal on the table, this has got to happen, this has got to happen, this has got to happen, and this has got to happen. And so she goes into the living room to scold the one who said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Okay? We are so foolish in the way we approach God. Trying to tell God this has got to be done. And we get irritated with God when He doesn't play according to our script. And we need to repent. Martha needed to repent. She was wrong. I want you to understand that when you feel like Jesus doesn't care, we said this last time, but this is at the core. When you feel like Jesus doesn't care, you need to know that He does care about you. Jesus does care about you. But He doesn't care about everything you care about. Jesus does care about you, but He doesn't care about everything you care about. Who's going to win the SEC championship? How important is it going to be 150 years from now? If you want to know how important something is, that's a good gauge. That's the one my wife and I have used throughout our married life. How much will this matter in 150 years? You know, when you look at it that way, you realize most things just don't matter that much. The only thing that matters is doing the will of God. Because you and I don't always know what the long-term consequences of something will be, but God does. And God is working all things together for the good of those who love Him, who are the called according to His purpose. God is at work in the details, and people are going to spend forever somewhere. But you need to care about people more than you care about what's for dinner. Now, I'm telling you, I'm not a Martha, but I do like having a Martha in the kitchen, okay? It is really wonderful to have somebody who's able to plan a great thing and put it together and serve it, and it's fantastic. Thank you so much. But in terms of what really matters, most stuff just isn't that important. It just really doesn't matter that much. All of us need to recognize that most of the things that get us most riled up don't really matter that much. So let it go. Stop being mad at other people. Stop being mad at God. And if you're prone to self-condemnation, stop being mad at yourself. But start sitting at Jesus' feet and saying, "Lord, what would You have me do?" And then do what He tells you.
You've been listening to Abiding in Christ. If you have questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the program or comments you want to make, I want to invite all of you to contact us at 866-41-ABIDE. That's our toll-free number, 866-41-ABIDE. Or contact us on the web at pastorwood.org. That's pastorwood.org.